be mobile monitoring 19.
Any damage?
WBDEL listening. Hey there. Yeah, I'm just trying out a new radio. I'm surprised you can get into this one.
Getting in there fine. In fact, this is the test as well. I just went to an indoor antenna. Am I getting in there okay?
Yeah, you are. I'm really surprised, though. They have just a really short antenna up on the fence up at the tower site, so I'm surprised it's working that well.
It's working great. I can't get into the icebreaker one, the 145.11 from this antenna. I got one in the attic as well, but I was just tuning this one, so this is a good test.
Yeah, I'm getting close to getting a tower climber to put the 146.9 back up, but the weather's been so miserable that I can't get anybody to climb.
Yeah, I still got that tower to take down. Hopefully in the spring, Chris Sanders is going to give me a hand with, he's got a new crane and he said that he should be able to do it. So I'm hoping so, but I'm going to climb with some tower too.
Are you going to put that up at your old property up on the hill?
Thinking about it, yeah, the goal is fine. So we're keeping the river here.
Very good. So how have you been?
Just been busy and hibernating inside here a lot. Not much going on at the airport. Great time for doing this type of projects. Just doing some wiring and plumbing and speaking with the radios a little bit this morning. Some sewing brackets. Then I got to finish my dad.
I always wanted a big deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I'm going to keep going down the frequencies, trying to figure out if I can get into my 220. That's up and running on another one. So, great to talk to you, Tom. Hopefully you have a good day. Stay warm. WB8DEL.
Good, Bill. Matter of fact, one of these antennas I'm doing is for 320. It was my old 320 mobile antenna, and I broke it off, so I put two elements in it, one for the airband and one for 220, so it's good to hear. We'll get on that pretty soon. Good to talk to you. I'm monitoring 74 here. It's the only thing I can get into. Here, WW, we'll see you later.
Roger that.
WBADEL, KBSWR.
WBADEL, hello.
How have you been?
I am doing well. Dell is well.
Good. How's that Stephenville Tower doing these days?
Well, it's still standing. That's good. Just waiting on a bunch of work to be done on it once the weather warms up and we can get back there.
I hear tell you might be putting a DMR or MI5 machine up there.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
I hear you might be putting a UHF DMR MI5 machine up there on top of the tower. And then I laugh.
Okay. Yeah, no, that isn't the plan, but we'll see what's going on. I'm trying to see what frequency I'm on right now. This is probably getting into the 7.4 somehow.
Yeah, you're on 145.19 there, Dell, and 8 DMH.
Okay, yeah, I just put a new radio together here, and it doesn't read anything out. So I'm getting into the one over on Krause Road.
Hey, sir.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I just got a new Elinco tri-band, and it's kind of a bugger to see what's going on with it. I've been going through and getting it set up, but I don't see all the frequencies yet. I got to figure out how to do that. So, anyway, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Morning to you too, Greg. Adele, friends don't let friends use the link goes hi.
Yeah, it's the 520, and it's pretty slick. I like it, but it's complicated to get into the menus on it, so that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I started out, my first rig was the Linko GGA5E. I loved that radio, and then bought the DR600. The rest was history. Go ahead, Drake.
Actually, I was given a couple of Linkos. I've got an Linko DMR portable and a mobile. I have yet to power up each of them, and I'm going to figure out if they're good or not, actually. So I've got a couple, I've got a DR135 and a DR235 that I don't really know what to do with, so. But they're also the radios that transmit kind of dirty.
Yeah, the 235, that's the 220, isn't it?
Hey, Fern.
Yeah, I've got kind of a minimal 224-560 running over on the Stutzmanville tower, but it's not great right now.
And I think I've used that one in the past. It's probably been a couple of years, but I don't have a 220 antenna here, so I can't raise it.
Yeah, it was a blowtorch when it was at the top of the tower, but right now I've got Petoskey radio stations are running on that piece of coax to keep 103.3 translator on because their other tower fell. So I kind of sacrificed my ham for that for now.
What you got to do to pay the bills, right? Only you can make it better now.
Yeah, it'll be back to normal at some point, but just trying to help people stay on the air.
That's what counts.
Do what you got to do to pay the bill. For sure. Yeah, the Malinkos, they're okay, but you don't want to use them for APRS or anything. Because when they first key out, they're just wide, splatter all over. But they're nice because they got the DB9 on the back.
This is the brand new one they came out with. So it's only got 5 watts and 220, but it's got decent power on 2 meter and 440. It's this the latest model they came out with.
I haven't tried any of the newer ones. I've got a couple of their DMR ones, but I haven't tried them yet. But they don't need fancy programming cables, which is cool. They just got micro USB on them.
Yeah, that's what this one is, micro USB to an A. So it's the C to the A. But it works really well. I'm, in terms of programming, but I'm just trying to learn it right now, what I've been doing today. So, well, anyway, I'm going to keep going up the dial here and seeing how everything else works. You guys have a great rest of your day. 7-3 to you from WB8DEL.
Yeah, 7-3. We're going to have to get you some Motorola radios, real radio in there. If you happen along 145.31 on a Mackinac or 145.11. The Mackinac tower. I don't know how close you are to get into them or not, but them are there running. 7-3, KBSWR Pontiac.
Yeah, Bell 7-3, good area. And 8 DMH.
And an APX mobile.
Test.
Hey, do I have mobile?
got you. A little noisy, but I got you. KC8QVX.
Well, I don't know why, because I'm getting the repeater. It's absolutely full signal. I'm in Roscommon.
I heard you say you're in Roscommon. You're working what repeater are you working through?
N9KOP.
Already discussed that. He's on 150 watts out of his transmitter up there. He's desensing his receiver. Terrible bad, so there you go.
Yeah, maybe. I got to pull into this place. It doesn't look very good. Yeah, we can make it. Barely. All right, I'll be back. I got to try to parking lot here. It's snowy.
K-A-B-Y-S,
Harris.
K-A-B-Y-S, Harris.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Something, right? Yeah, I just lost a battery on my HT. Let me go in the cabin and get another HT. Stand by.
Copy. KBYS Mobile.
Yeah, there you are. There you are. Can you hear me now? Just went and got my Astro Saber.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Perfect.
Yeah, I figured probably you could. Heck yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I'm just coming in to Harrison here. On the north side, I'm on old 27 coming into Harrison. Roads are getting better as I come south. They're pretty icy all the way out to Sheboygan.
Oh, okay. Very good. Are you done for the day?
Oh, yeah. I'm done for the day. For sure.
Okay. Hey, you want to... I don't think I got his phone number. I'm sure you do. You want to text me over Chester's phone number so I can call him and talk to him about this?
Yeah, I can. For sure.
All right, that'll help me out a bunch. Heck yeah. Yeah, that would work out good if I could go down there and help him out a little bit. I mean, I can drive from here down to his place, and I can ride with him down there. You know, heck yeah. Something different to do. I may even go down to the church down here to Leota. See if they can do it for me.
I think there's another station coming in there.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
I think there's somebody else coming in there. I don't know, though.
I don't know either. What frequency are you on right now?
I'm just coming into Harrison here. Trying to avoid hitting people because there's people walking down the road. Not a very good day to be walking down the side of the road. Yeah, we're going by the airport right now. It is 1 degree coming out here. What do you think it is with the wind?
Cold. Extremely cold. I go back and forth from the cabin out here to the pole barn. That's all farther I've been today. I got to get the golf cart out, though, because I have to go out and get a load of wood on the golf cart. But sometime this afternoon I'll do that. What? You're on All-Star. What frequency are you coming in on?
One four six four hundred.
Okay, you're working your node back at your place there. Well, you sound pretty good.
I'm coming by all these businesses over here. There's a bunch of static.
Yeah. How high up is that antenna at your place on the 146-400 machine?
70 feet to the bottom.
Okay, making that no problem. I'm taking it. I'm also thinking that that's a simplex node, is that correct?
Yeah, and it's also hooked to my UHF repeater that I built.
Okay. And I found your set of 2-meter cans if you're interested on Marketplace this morning.
For what?
For a 2-meter repeater. They're PXRX cans. Those are good ones.
Huh, I haven't seen it. You didn't send it to me.
I figured you probably wanted to go get them anyway. It's $500, but that guy's not going to ship them. You'd have to go get them.
Yeah, I probably ain't going to want to go get them. Where are they at? Texas?
No, I don't know. They're in Florida.
Okay.
Rams versus the Seahawks tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Fox, NFL. Be there or be square.
I think you got the power set to like 1 watt on that antenna.
What antenna are you talking about now?
The one at my house, I think I've only got it at one or 2 watts. Whenever I get any interference, it cuts it right out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Alrighty. That's pretty low wattage. But if you normally just use it around there, that's plenty of wattage. That's all you need. What kind of antenna you got up there? Is it a GP9?
No, it's a Diamond 700. Diamond 700. It works pretty good. I can hear it pretty good, but every time I go by a business it's buzzing, it cuts you out. But I'm going by the water tower right now. I can see the antenna.
So, like, what are you going to do the rest of the day? It's too cold to do anything outside.
I don't know. Probably go home and I gotta shovel some snow. It ain't too cold to do anything outside. I've been outside all day. I was up at Gaylord at 7 in the morning, pallet jacking stuff off the back of my trailer.
Well, that's good for you. That's good for you. I've been out here since about, I slept in today. I didn't get out here till about 10 minutes to 8. Yeah, it was about 10 minutes to 8. I just finished the West Branch. No, I mean, it's been about 7:30 I got out here. 7:30, somewhere in there. I got out here, and it was cold in here. My God, I had to fire up all 4 heaters in here, get everything up and running. And now my 30-pound cylinder over there, that took a crap on it. I had to go fill my 30-pounder up. See what I got to do? I got to fill up 30, I got to fill up 120, and go get a load of wood in here on the golf cart. That's about all I'm going to do outside today, I think. I don't think I'm going up the tower. I think I'm done with my tower work. I get a 1-to-1 match on 3930. I've been checking in with Dave down there last two afternoons on the buzzer drews, running him up about 400 watts down there. And he says, "You sound great, Mark. You sounding good." I says, "I got this thing working, buddy. I got it working."
Yeah, now you're an old buzzer, Dave.
Pretty good group of guys on there. And that don't last long. They get in, they check in, it's a one go around deal, and you say your piece and you get off and you're done. And it usually takes about 30 minutes and then that's over with.
Well, it sounds like you're excited about that. I'm excited to get off the road. I'm glad the roads are pretty good here.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why you don't sit down and start studying and get you upgraded to a general class operator so you can get on HF. You got that really nice 7300 radio over there. What do you use the thing for? Let's see, you use it for 28305. That's it.
Why don't I study to get my dental? Because I don't have time and I don't really care. It's not very important to me, I don't think. But I probably will eventually.
There you go. You got time. You can study it. When you're driving down a road, all you do is get on your phone, go to QRZ, and go under resources and generate a test. And it'll automatically generate a test for you. And you read the question and then you answer it. You can do that going down the road. You got nothing else to do but drive windshield time. That's what they call it. Windshield time. Looking out the windshield. That's it.
I don't have a phone. So I have to wait till I get home. Can't be using your phone while you're driving.
Who says that?
Oh, I say it. K-U-I-S. Mobile. Well, the DOT and the federal government and the state government, they don't want you using your phone, which is fine. Look, there's a consumer's energy guy. He's using his phone. He's got it right up to his head. I see police doing it, too. Oh, well. I'm going by the college. The big college, Mid-Michigan Community.
All right, you're on 60. You're on, no, you're still on old 27. You're going past J's.
No, I'm going by the college. Man's dying.
Yeah, but in a few minutes you're going to go right past Jay's Sporting Goods, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. Here before too long, yep. I can't believe it's sunny out. It looks like it's 70 degrees and it's only 1. It's been 1 degree all the way back. What is it, 100 miles or something I come back from? 100 miles. Yep. All right, well, I'll holler back when I'm heading in my pickup when I'm going back north. I got to go back north to get home, so I got to drop this load off here. So I'll get with you in a bit. If you're out there, we'll holler back.
All right. Hey, I got them capacitors from DigiKey today. the three bigger capacitors I needed, they're the right UF. They're 47 UF microfarads, whatever you want to call it. And they're, I forget the voltage on them, 450 volts, I think. But they're not even half. They're not even half the size of the capacitors that are in that amplifier. So I don't know. I hope they work.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, they're expensive, I think. Alright, I'm jumping out.
K-D-I-S,
I gotta get out of
the truck. Alright, K-A-C-A-Q-V-X. I'm gonna try and call Gary if you talk to him this morning. I think I'm gonna call Gary, see how he's doing. Alright, bye, see ya.
K-D-I-S, mobile, listening.
K-B-Y-S-K-C-A-Q-E-X.
Oh, yeah. We're almost homie. Gonna have some supper. What are you having for supper tonight? K-B-Y-S.
Probably go to the bar and eat, I guess. I don't know. Go to the bar, have a fish or something. Something different to do, you know. Friday night.
Hey, were you the guys talking about upgrading the W-Race car?
Yeah, I'm KI-7QMB
Mobile, monitoring 1-9.
Nate, DMH. Thank you.
WSQ.
Kilo Echo 18 Echo Victor, interference testing.
KF8VNF from K8GAD.
Okay, DMH.